Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The conundrum of providing and affording quality health care is an issue under review by several groups, from federal and state lawmakers to the courts to health insurance providers. But what do patients think? To find out, a new poll asked Massachusetts residents who spent at least one night in the hospital in the past 12 months. The poll is called Sick in Massachusetts. It finds that 8 in 10 patients say the cost of care is a serious problem, and 6 in 10 respondents said the problem's gotten worse over the last 5 years. The poll was done by WBUR. In partnership with the Harvard School of Public Health and the Blue Cross Blue Shield Foundation of Massachusetts. We'll bring you several angles on the findings today and tomorrow. In a few minutes, we'll speak with a pollster. But first, WBUR's Martha Biebinger brings us the stories of three patients.
Ask a patient about healthcare costs, and they'll often take you back to an eye-popping moment when they opened the envelope containing a hospital bill. Richard Margraf from Amesbury remembers his oh my God moment.
Back in 1999, I was diagnosed with testicular cancer. I went through quite a bit of therapy and procedures and surgeries, whatnot, and those bills were in excess of $65,000, $70,000 in 1999 dollars.
Margraf had a full-time job back then and generous coverage that paid virtually all of his bills. Now, though, he's working temp jobs and has coverage through the state with a deductible. Margraf can't afford the CT scans his doctors recommend to make sure his cancer is still in remission.
It's a gamble, a little bit of a gamble. Hopefully, in the near future, when I gain full employment again, I'll be able to go ahead and take care of that right away.
Well, maybe. More and more employers are switching to plans with deductibles. 40% of the patients we polled say medical expenses they had to pay out of pocket last year are a serious problem. Margraf says he is more careful about where he goes for tests and procedures now that he's paying for more of the care.
I have a lot of procedures done at local hospitals on the North Shore rather than going into Boston. I think that tries to help keep things down a little bit.
But he's frustrated by rising costs at his community hospital.
The CEO that's been there has increased prices dramatically at that hospital. And they're profitable now. At the expense of whom? The consumer.
And I owe $1,000, and I owe Worcester $500, I owe an ambulance $500.
Mike Turcotte sits at his dining room table in rural Townsend near the New Hampshire border. He's listing bills he must still pay for a one-week hospital stay last November. He's on a payment plan and praying that he doesn't have another serious illness anytime soon.
If I have the same thing happen this year.
Turcotte looks down and fingers a quilted placemat. He has insurance through his wife's employer. Her share recently went up, $50 each week, a 60% increase.
I wouldn't have mind the $50 going up if I had the same insurance, but aside of that and then having to meet these deductibles.
Turcotte's coverage also added a $2,000 deductible. He has hepatitis C, high blood pressure, and problems with his kidneys. He goes to the doctor a lot, takes 7 medications every day, and is racking up even more bills.
Should I just stay home till I really get deathly ill?
Turcotte says he is grateful for all the money hospitals and insurers have spent on him already. He hopes to beat liver failure long enough to see his daughter graduate from high school.
I'm so stubborn that I'll probably be around for them to spend a lot more money on me.
Turcotte says he doesn't know who to blame for rising health care costs.
Oh, I hate to say the government ought to do something because that's a mess. But I would rather have the government take, you know, half of this amount and say, okay, you're covered for family.
I'm a big girl. Look at how I'm big.
Yeah.
So I can do it by myself now.
Tiny Gianni DeJesus, in her Disney princess nightgown, is checking her own blood sugar. She was diagnosed with juvenile diabetes last year when she was just 2 years old.
It was the worst week of my life, actually.
That's Tracy DeJesus, Gianni's mother. The diagnosis was scary, and DeJesus soon found out expensive.
When I checked out of the hospital, they told me to run down to CVS and pick up her medication. It was $250.
That was the first of many bills, even though DeJesus had health insurance through the dental office where she worked. DeJesus looked at her budget, the demands of monitoring Gianni's blood sugar, and made a calculated but difficult decision. She quit her job, left her apartment, and moved into a shelter in Chelsea.
I realized that I couldn't keep up the home, plus the medical insurance, and I just can't afford both. Pretty much we're here where we're at because I couldn't afford her insurance, and I know I won't be able to for years.
Mother and daughter are now on MassHealth, the state's Medicaid program.
There's like really no words. I'm speechless. I've struggled so much, and I've tried. I've tried to look at every angle. Well, what if I take this away? I mean, but this kind of condition that she has to have food in the kitchen. You know, like, we just can't take away from something else to give to the insurance.
DeJesus has just started working part-time at a mall. In the future, if she has the option, she'll take less pay in return for a more generous insurance plan. One with no deductible, low copays, and no tiered services.
I really don't think that a medical insurance that I had the year before should even exist.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.